Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Show Larry Richard continuing to bring you the latest news, the top story in the world. The ceasefire is holding in Israel with Iran. And joining us, CBS's Robert Berger, who's been with the CBS News team since 1989 and probably the most knowledgeable about any of this information. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
So I think a lot of people around the world hoping this ceasefire would hold. So far, so good, right?
Yeah, it's definitely holding. Life sort of getting back to normal here in Israel and also in Iran. The bombing has stopped. People are going back to work. Kids are going back to school. The ceasefire is holding. Israel feels that this was a great victory in knocking out Iran's nuclear program.
And obviously, with NATO simultaneously having their meetings, a two-day summit in the Netherlands, a lot of conversation about what comes next. Do we have any sense of the president? Trump has said that they will meet with the Iranian officials perhaps as early as next week.
Right. It's all kind of murky. It's assumed that that would be U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff meeting with perhaps with an Iranian delegation, probably led by the foreign minister of Iran. But it's murky as far as what they're going to discuss. President Trump made some kind of comments that he didn't really want any kind of an agreement, that their nuclear program has been destroyed. He didn't really set down goals for the discussions, though I think what the U.S. Is looking for, what Israel and the West are looking for, is an agreement from Iran that they won't enrich uranium on their soil. That's a big sticking point. Two, that they'll cooperate with international inspectors to see actually what's left of the nuclear program after all the Israeli and American bombing of those facilities.
That issue seems to be a point of great contention here. As you're probably aware, president saying they obliterated their nuclear capabilities, and then some reports suggesting it is severely damaged, but semantically, I guess it doesn't matter if they're unable to do anything anytime soon.
This is a big debate, of course, in the United States. And President Trump was really angry by some early leaks from the Pentagon's security intelligence that maybe not enough damage was done. That though, has been now disputed by Israel, for one. The Israeli Atomic Energy Commission says that Iran's nuclear facilities have been badly damaged in both the U.S. and Israeli airstrikes and have set back the nuclear program for years, not months, as was suggested in some of these early reports. President Trump has expressed a lot of anger about those reports. We'll get a lot more detail probably this morning in a news conference coming up at the Pentagon.
Yes, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, will speak on that issue. 4 o'clock today, President Trump will speak to the nation from the East Room. Robert, I appreciate your time. As always, we continue to hope that this ceasefire holds for all parties.
Good to be with you.
All right. And with more from CBS, Michael George.
After wrapping up his trip to the Netherlands with a big announcement that U.S. and Iranian officials plan to meet next week. The president adding he doesn't think a deal with Iran is necessary anymore because the U.S. strikes, in his words, obliterated Iran's nuclear weapons program. Trump sticking to his assessment despite an initial report saying otherwise. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this.
The president is citing a number of internal and external assessments and sources that say damage to Iran's nuclear facilities is much more significant than that initial report suggests. Today, the public as well as lawmakers are set to get an update from the administration.
President Donald Trump, back in Washington from the NATO summit, says his administration plans to meet with Iran next week.
They had a war, they fought, now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear.
The president spent much of day two of the summit downplaying a preliminary assessment from the Defense Intelligence Agency that suggested U.S. strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear sites had only set their program back a few months.
We've collected additional intelligence. We've also spoken to people who have seen the site. And the site is obliterated.
In statements of their own, his CIA director and director of national intelligence claimed new intelligence that Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged. Pentagon officials are expected to give a news conference today on the strikes, which the president says, quote, will prove both interesting and irrefutable. Senators will receive a classified briefing.
I want to know the truth, and I hope we can get it this week.
But there are reports the administration could limit how much classified information they receive.
We certainly don't want people who are hostile to this government and are trying to undermine our national security having classified intelligence in their hands if they're not responsible with it.
A briefing for House members is set for Friday.
The White House is claiming that the initial assessment was leaked to the media and that the FBI is now investigating.
CBS is Jared Hill. We'll continue to follow the story and bring you the latest. Next, we're going to check on this weather situation as we head into the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.